Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. The word authenticity is batted about a lot these days on social media and the like. It's not a new thing, however. Back in the day, you might have heard of young folks going off to, quote, find themselves. Or in some of your classes, you might have come across the term self-actualization, which Wikipedia defines the following way. Self-actualization in Maslow's hierarchy of needs is the highest level of psychological development where personal potential is fully realized after basic bodily and ego needs have been fulfilled. Now, on the surface, these and other terms might all seem to have the same or similar message, basically to find your interests, talents, and what makes you happy. Happiness, though, is a fleeting emotion that is surface level rather than soul level. Any search for happiness, the authentic self, self-actualization, or other similar terms, are futile when done apart from the knowledge and consideration of the one who created each and every one of us. Maslow and others get it wrong, in my humble opinion, when they place potential over purpose. So how do we assess our lives and whether we're living authentically, showing up authentically? Should that even be our goal? Authenticity for the Christian is aligned with purpose, God's purpose. We cannot live out our authentic purpose separated from God. We also need each other. In living out our authentic purpose, we may at times be called on to put aside what would make us happy in the moment. Not because others are more important or valuable or have more potential than us, but for God's purpose to be fulfilled in that situation. We might even forego our potential in one area in order to focus on another area more aligned with God's purpose in our life. Momentary happiness is not a sufficient goal for a fulfilled life of godly purpose. Neither is human potential. Not that those things are bad things, but they aren't going to be fulfilling in the long run. God's word is our measuring stick. The Holy Bible is God's revealed word. There is so much there to study and learn. When doing any kind of self-assessment, I recommend going to God first in prayer and in His word, and then check any other advice or guidance for alignment with His word. Once you begin, you'll see how very practical and applicable the Bible is to your life. Legacy living is more about purpose. Legacy living is more about planting seeds and living in a way that will have long-lasting impact. Legacy living for the Christian is about living in a way that fulfills not just our own human potential, but God's purpose in our life at this time in history. My decision is 30 days of short text messages with encouraging affirmations that serve as little daily reminders for living in alignment with your Christian values, my free gift to you for joining me on this podcast. Additionally, if you sign up as one of my email besties, I'll share a variety of information, including updates about additional options to support you on your journey of becoming your best authentic self.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.